Hey guys, welcome to the Indie Game Development Podcast. Here we tackle the challenges of indie game development head on, from the technical to the emotional, and talk about the secrets to conquering self-doubt on your journey to crafting games that people will love. Subscribe so you never miss another episode, and if you haven't already, give us a rating and review so that this podcast gets shared with more people. We'd really, really appreciate it. Ready? Let's go. So making indie games is everything to you. If you're listening to this, you can probably relate to this statement a little bit, and some of the following statements as well. Your life revolves around making sure that you have enough free time to work on your game as possible. And if you're not a full-time dev, then your number one goal in life is to become a full-time dev. And now you're working on your first game, or you're thinking about working on your first game. If that sounds like you, then you're definitely in the right place. Game dev is the greatest job in the entire world, and yet, most people that want to do it never end up actually starting. And of those people that actually do end up starting, most of them end up quitting. And on top of this, most developers that don't actually quit end up battling with massive anxiety, stress, insomnia, and if they do it long enough, they end up burning out. And I want to talk about why. That's why we're here today. So why is it so hard? Why is it possible? How is it possible that this is the greatest job in the entire world, and yet most people never end up starting, despite how badly they want to start? People that do actually start end up quitting, and the people that don't quit, that have actually started, end up battling with anxiety and stress and insomnia, or burnout, or any combination of the above. Why? There's a really simple reason for it, honestly, and my hope is that this episode will save you time, money, and anxiety, stress, insomnia, and burnout, okay? So on the surface, when you think about it, it's kind of like, why? Why is game development like this? It makes no frickin' sense. If it's the greatest job, then why does it have to take such a toll on the people who actually end up starting it and sticking with it? And I think that one of the reasons is because you are expecting too much of yourself. The expectations that you put on your shoulders is going to keep you up at night. It's going to ruin the fun of making games. And if it's left unchecked, it's going to burn you out. And I promise you, it doesn't need to be this way. Okay, we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about the three categories of expectations, right? This is all around expectations, the expectations that you put on yourself. It's so much. So there's three categories of expectations that you will put on yourself that are the cause of all this pain that you're experiencing or will end up experiencing potentially. Okay, number one is time. And simply put, you expect to do too much too fast. This is a huge one for me. Time is the thing that I complain about the most. It's the thing that I stress out about the most. It is that, so believe me, if time is your thing, I know where you're coming from here. I have personally found that trying to get certain mechanics when I'm working on my game or to-do items for my day of any kind done by a certain date to be really detrimental to my mental health, which sounds weird, but I'll tell you why. As soon as you miss a deadline, and you will, because unexpected things pop up that you didn't anticipate, and then it starts snowballing, and what feels like a small failure on week one becomes four fairly large failures in your first month, and fast forward, and all you're feeling is failure, 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 okay? It just grows and grows. It snowballs completely out of control. And the thing is, you are probably making some really huge sacrifices to be working on your game. Probably. Even if it's just free time after work. Even if it's just that, that's a huge sacrifice. And if you're sacrificing free time, then you're probably sacrificing a bit of your social life, a bit of time with your family, a bit of time doing things, other things that you could be doing that you really enjoy. Or you might be sacrificing time for chores or other responsibilities, which makes things pile up. So the combination of making all of these personal sacrifices and feeling like you are in a constant state of failure, those two things, when you put them together, it really wears you down really, really fast. It is hard to constantly feel like you're failing at a whole lot of stuff while you are making personal sacrifices in order to do this thing that is making you feel like you are failing. It's just going to grate your motivation away from you slowly but surely, and it builds up over time. And all the while, you're going to have this little voice in your head that tells you you need to slow down because this isn't sustainable, right? If time is your big thing and you're really like a go-getter and you're constantly like, you know, you're stubborn and you're just plowing ahead, then I promise you, you've probably heard this voice in your head. But right, you're stubborn, you're not going to listen, and you're going to continue trudging ahead anyways. At least that's how I am, right? I don't know you, but you have to stick with your deadlines, right? This is part of the expectation that is going to make us crazy, right? You tell yourself that's what real studios try to do, so you do what they do, and you implement crunch time. And if you can just squeeze enough hours to work on these things and play catch up, then you're going to be good. Because eventually you'll be all caught up and then it's going to be smooth sailing from that point forward, right? Believe me, I'm all too familiar with this thought process. And it's going to ruin game dev for you. I'm telling you right now, it's going to take all the fun out of it. And it becomes this thing that it starts out as this thing that you love, that's all fun and it's amazing, and somehow it morphs into this thing that is nothing but stressful, and suddenly something that used to make you happy is making you very unhappy, okay? We are going to talk about solutions in just a minute, by the way. But that was time, right? Remember, we're talking about three categories of expectations that you're putting on yourself. Number one was time, what we just covered. Number two is expecting yourself to do everything. And you know what I'm talking about. What are the fundamentals of game dev in order for your game to do well? Not just like published, I mean for it to do well. Programming, art and animation, sound, music, testing and feedback, and marketing. And that's like at the super, super really high level, right? You could divide any of those up into like subcategories. You could have dozens of categories. But what you have to understand is that each one of those things could easily be a full-time job. And in game studios, AAA studios, they are full-time jobs. And each of those high-level categories I just brought up, they would have team leads, probably, with dozens of full-time salaried employees, right, at AAA studios. But for whatever reason, as indie devs, we decide to do all of this ourselves. And if we don't do it all ourselves, then something is wrong with you, right? That's what this voice in your head is telling you. If you try to do all of these things yourself without help, it is very likely that you're just not going to do as well, or you're going to prioritize some of these things more than others. But they are all very, very important areas in order for your game to do really well. It's just, for most people, very inevitable that if you try to do everything yourself, it's going to put you behind someone who is actually willing to accept help. Every successful person that I have met or read about has accepted help from people who know better than they do. I'm going to revise that statement. Just almost every single successful person that I have ever met or read about has accepted help from people who know better than they do. There's literally only one exception I can think of, and that's Eric Barone, the creator of Stardew Valley. And he is not the norm, he is the exception. So that's not a path that I want to follow, right? We want to follow a path that will most likely bring us to success, right? Doing everything ourselves, generally speaking, is not going to go well for us. Look at Team Cherry, the creators of Hollow Knight. And if you don't know their history, they needed help from a friend of theirs when they transitioned into the Unity game engine, because they were in, I can't remember the name of it, they were in another much smaller, lesser known engine before that that could not handle the size of their game as it started to grow. So they had to transition into Unity, and they needed help because they were not familiar with how to use it. They also hired a composer to do their music and sound effects. They hired a PR specialist for marketing. Team Cherry, the creators of Hollow Knight, they had game design and art and animation down. They came into that with a lot of experience and, you know, many, many, many years of experience behind them. So they were good in those areas. They doubled down on those strengths and they got help in the areas where they were weak. Not only did they ask for help, but they hired the best people that they could find to flesh out the areas of their studio where they were weak, right? All right, and the third category of expectations that you put on yourself is expecting your game to be well received from everyone. And this is a hard one. I get it. Your game is your baby. It's your art and people are shitting all over it. And it really, really sucks, right? Even if it's just one person, it really freaking sucks when one person shits all over it. But one piece of negative feedback does not mean your game sucks. It just doesn't. Pick a game in your mind. I don't care if it's indie or AAA. Pick your favorite game of all time. Doesn't even matter what it is. Even if it's a 10 of 10 on Steam or Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. There are thousands of people who hate that game that you just thought of. That's just how it is. And you have to ultimately decide if the feedback that you're getting on your game is worth changing something because of that feedback or not. But if you decide to change something every single time that you get negative feedback, you will literally never finish your game. So expectations can be a big, big problem. Okay, I said we were going to talk about solutions. What can you do about them? What can you do about these expectations that you're putting on your own shoulders that are weighing you down, that are killing you in your mind, in an emotional way, right? Control only what you can control is the brilliant advice that I'm going to give you. What does that mean? Control only what you can control. It means do your due diligence, do your very best to plan everything out, every last detail of your game to ensure that you have as successful a launch as possible. That's your first job and an ongoing one, I should mention. Plans need to be updated and changed and adapted many, many times throughout development. So this is an ongoing thing, right? But your next job is to then follow that plan to the best of your ability by sitting down to do your work and putting time out of your mind. Work for the amount of time that you say you're going to. What I would recommend is forget about, I need to get this thing done today, right? Like, unless you're launching tomorrow, if you just have a goal of, I want to implement, you know, 3 new enemies today, and you sit down and you work for 8 hours or however long that you're going to, or, you know, if you're part-time, if you're just sitting down for 1 hour or 2 hours, whatever it is, you sit down and you have a goal and even, you know, you might only get like 10% of that thing done that you wanted to get done. It doesn't matter. Put time out of your mind. Just work for the amount of time that you say you're going to. Do your very best, but sometimes just know that setbacks are going to happen. Forget about, I need to get this thing done today. The key is just do your best work and enjoy it and forget about time. If you are worried about time and falling behind your quote unquote, your schedule, every single time you get an error in your game engine, right? You spit out some code and your compiler is giving you an error. If you are worried about time, you are going to want to smash your computer every single time you get an error, and you cannot sustainably work long-term in that way with that kind of pressure behind you where you feel like you're going to pop every single time you get an error or every single time you hit a little bump in the road that you were not expecting. And there's going to be so many bumps in the road because most, if you're here and you're listening to my podcast, I can only assume that you have not been in this industry for 30 years. You are not a crazy, you know, veteran, or why would you be listening to me? So, you know, if you've been in this industry for that long, then you'll probably have a fairly good idea of what kind of bumps you can expect in the road. But if you're like me and you've only been doing this for like a little bit of time, then a lot of the bumps that come up along the way are going to be unexpected and you're not going to see them coming. And there's no way you can plan for that. That's just how it is. Now, here's the thing, because if you have to budget your time, because that is necessary sometimes, right? Then what I would recommend is budget a lot of extra time to do things just to account for some of those bumps in the road. Because you need to be able to plan when you're going to drop your demo, when you're going to drop vertical slices. Like, there are certain things that you need to be able to plan for. So for those things where, and your launch, obviously. So for those things that are super important, give yourself a lot of extra time. If you think something's going to take you a month, give yourself 2 months to get it done. Because chances are you'll need that extra month for one reason or another. Rushed art is sloppy and it sucks the enjoyment right out for the artist. So don't force yourself to work in a rushed state all the time. Okay. Next, what I would say is hire out if you can. hire help. There's some pretty cheap labor out there. There are people on Fiverr that are willing to do a lot of work for pretty small payments. Okay. Or, you know, if you're considering making your own pathfinding system, for example, for your game, maybe consider shelling out, you know, $50 to buy one from the asset store instead of spending an entire month coding, you know, an A-star pathfinding algorithm yourself, which if you are a beginner is no joke to do. That's the kind of thing where, at least in my mind, and maybe you don't agree, but for me, in my mind, it makes literally no sense to do everything yourself unless you have all the time and money in the world and your goal is to just make a game yourself from scratch. If, you know, if this is a hobby for you and your hobby is to make a video game from scratch and do absolutely everything yourself, I understand that. That's totally, totally, totally different. But if this is something that you're wanting to take full time, you want to go career with game dev, then doing everything yourself suddenly starts to make a lot less sense. Because doing everything yourself, it's slowing you down. You'll learn a lot, but it's going to slow you down. So there's definitely trade-offs. Some things you do need to do yourself. Some things you don't. And it's a judgment call what those things are going to be for you. As for feedback, I know it hurts. Because again, it's your baby, but your game will very likely suck if you don't get feedback along the way. Feedback will help you iron out all of the kinks in your game. That's the point of it. It stings. Feedback stings. And the only thing that helps is to get experience with it. The more you get used to receiving feedback, the less it's going to hurt. Join a few Discord servers, share some stuff, ask for feedback, and be ready for some blows. It's funny because the more experienced you are, the less the feedback feels personal to you. Another thing I would say is releasing expectations and easing up with time. Letting yourself get help and allowing yourself to experience feedback on a regular basis, all of those things are really going to help make this game dev journey more sustainable and more enjoyable for you. If you're interested in connecting with some awesome indie devs like yourself, you can check out our Discord server. We have over 1,700 members at this point. There are a lot of really smart, awesome, knowledgeable people in that Discord server. It's a great group of people. The link is in the description of this episode. And because I'm an indie developer, I do feel like it is my duty to ask you to go to the Steam store. Go ahead and search for Samurado. That is the game that me and Nikki are working on. And it is really shaping up. Go and take a look because it looks awesome. And if really fast-paced roguelikes are something that sound interesting to you, then go ahead and give it a wish list. We'd both really appreciate it. And that is all I've got. If you loved this episode and if you haven't already left a rating and review, please consider doing that now because it really helps the podcast grow and reach more awesome people like yourself. Thanks so much.